Bongi, congratulations on Supporters Player of the Season. What do these awards mean to you?
Oh, thank you so much. The awards for me, obviously, to be recognised means a lot. But again, I think for the Supporters Award, I think I've been working at the schools in Coventry, some of the schools around Birmingham. I've been all over, so there's a lot of people I've met along the way, and I don't think I didn't. It wasn't really about playing only, so we've made relationships, and I think people have enjoyed my coachings and the visits and everything. So they obviously like Bongi probably as a person as well. So one would expect me to get that award. But again, I wouldn't say it's about Bongi. It's all about what's in that ball and the opportunity I had this year to come in and be part of the team. And to get any award, you have to be part of such a group of girls. And I think the team is just amazing. So anyone can be able to excel and get such recognition.
People obviously have a lot of affection for the work you've done over the season.
Yeah, to be honest, I really enjoyed working with all the schools that I've been part of throughout the season. It's been amazing. I love doing coaching, and I love the fact that the kids just appreciate it so much. And I have enjoyed it. Besides playing netball, I think I felt like it's been part of me being over this side. And now that I'm not really doing any of it, I really miss it. But again, we're going towards top four, so there's so much focus on the games coming up on Saturday. But yeah, I definitely enjoyed doing everything that had to do with WASPs and netball. And I felt like I've been fully involved, which is why I'm here for.
It was nice to see as well, Hannah got Player of the Season. She's an inspiring captain.
Oh, definitely. I've played with Hannah in 2015 at Surrey Storm as well. She's always been brilliant. I remember there was one of the games where I also posted on Twitter and I said, we're lucky to be led by such a personality, because she's got all it takes. She will step on court, she'll perform, and again, she will do all her duties as a captain. I really think we're lucky as a team. And having her and such management group as well with the coaching staff between Tamsin and Mel, obviously with Sarah as well. And it's been an amazing journey. The group of people we're working with are really competent. So it's quite easy for us to really just step out there and do our job. And with Andrew, I can't forget his part as well. He's been such a good physio for us.
A great example of that teamwork as well is the fact that Lucy P came on. That kind of support from the staff and support from everybody on the bench and that kind of reception that she got in front of the home crowd.
Oh, definitely. I can't tell you the excitement we all had that day for her to step on court, because I do feel like we all as a team are about to step out and just represent West Netball in a way that everyone can see that we are a good team together and we want to perform at our best. So there's no intention of anyone sitting out, I think, and we all get excited, anybody in our group gets an opportunity like this, because it means we're part of what she is doing as well. That's why at this point I wouldn't really focus more on awards, but I'll focus more on what we are going to do towards the top four and what we have to do going to the top four, because what matters most is what we do as a team and our team performances compared to individual accolades. We're in team sports, and we really have to work along with each other and try and support each other as much. I think we've been doing that so well, and everyone got excited when Lucy stepped on court, and I really think she was brilliant. For like 5 seconds she was on court, everyone could see her presence was felt, and yeah, she's such an amazing kid. I really think West Netball has a good future.
We're leading into the Final Four. Are you training as normal, apart from the donuts that I saw you all with this morning?
Oh yeah, the training is normal, and we obviously are aware that it's towards the end of the league, and we understand the expectations. We're lucky enough to have a good team of grown adults and kids coming up to fit in. So it's such a big gel, and we know when to control things and when to do what during this time. But again, I would say we're just so calm, and we're looking forward into having a plan and just going out there and working together on what we have agreed on. Otherwise, it's just a normal weekend. We just have to perform again like we did on Saturday against Bath. It's a different game. Semi-finals, everyone wants to come out and win. We just have to be on our best composure and just go out there and play at our best. About the donuts, G is one of our training partners. So I think she's been on holiday or something, and then she came back with the donuts. So we had that time to just enjoy them.
It would be rude not to, wouldn't it? And she'd gone to all that effort.
Yeah.
There's been plenty of starting sevens throughout the season, and obviously, unfortunately, injury to Sophia as well. Tamsin has had to come out of retirement. Do you reckon she's secretly enjoyed it?
Well, I definitely think she is enjoying it. I think all of us in Wasps Netball are enjoying playing at this moment. What is really exciting is that you never expect who is going to start where, because everyone just steps on court and perform at their best. And at any time, I think Tamsin has that confidence as well to just chop and change and just keep the momentum going, which is really good for us as well. Otherwise, I think she's really been such a great influence on and off the court. We are, like I said, we're lucky to have her on our side as our leader. But yeah, we're definitely looking forward to seeing what we can do towards the end. It's going to be tough, both mentally and physically, but again, it's what we came here for. It's what we started. It's what we've been working on since we started this league this year.
It's a game at a time then, but how much of a test do you think Thunder will give you?
We've played Thunder twice. The first time we've played against them wasn't really our best performance, and we had to go back. We lost, and we had to go back and see what we didn't do well. Second, we played them. I think we really went out and we stuck to the game plan, which really worked for us. So we know that they are such a good side, and they just never give up. They keep going until the last whistle. So the plan that we will have on that day, we'll just stick on that plan for 60 minutes. But I don't think any game, even if it wasn't Thunder that we have to play on Saturday, it wouldn't be easy, because everyone understands the importance of being in the top four, and you don't want to just lose it like that during the semifinals. But yeah, I think it'd be quite a good challenge as well, because if we could go through from that, we'll definitely be in a good mindset going towards the final.
And you'll be hoping that as many Wasps fans make the journey to Birmingham, and you can see plenty of flags waving during the game?
Oh, definitely. We've been lucky with so many Wasps fans coming out everywhere we are. We went to Cardiff, and there were so many fans there as well. I think where we are, they just want to be there, which is really, really amazing for us. We wouldn't ask for people around us. They get so involved. They just love Wasps Netball, which is really good. And I'm quite excited, and I know a number of them will go out there to support us in Birmingham on Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, big weekend for us, but we're looking forward to it.